This is Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Now let's switch to some music and the group RSVP, Reconciliation Singers, Voices of Peace, RSVP. This is a group that was founded in the year 2000 with one mission, and that is to raise money for charities, which means 100% of what's earned at a concert goes to the nonprofit partner for that show. RSVP member Karen Percy is with me in the studio. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Glad to have you here. In full disclosure, I do need to say that RSVP's artistic director, Jennifer Reason, has just joined the CAP Radio staff. She is a classical host. In fact, her first full shift is coming up today. She's on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. over on our music station. So I want to go back in time to that beginning around 2000. It seems that there was an inspiration to say, we're going to commit to this mission. We'll commit to raising money. Do you know more of that backstory?
I do, actually. Our founding director was named Julie Adams, and she had a dream and woke her husband up at 2 a.m. and said, I think we should have a food choir that feeds people spiritually and physically. Mm. And he said, it's 2 a.m. What are you doing waking me up? And they went on and, you know, in the next morning, she had sort of formed this whole idea in her head. And she said, I think we should actually do concerts that give money to local groups. And so it's very unique. There's not a lot of music organizations that do this in the country, but we've been together now 19 years, and we've supported 2 charities a year every year. So a lot of good organizations.
She also had to trust that there would be enough performers wanting to get involved who didn't want to be paid or didn't need to be paid.
Right. And that means that everybody volunteers all their time for rehearsals, for concerts, for extra things that we wind up doing sometimes. And that's a wonderfully committed group of people who have as much passion about the music as they do about the charities that we're supporting.
When did you join?
At the beginning.
And why? How did that first conversation go for you?
Actually, I knew Julie from, I was singing at the time in the California Sac State Jazz Choir, and she was the director. And I was trying to balance work and that, and it wasn't going so well with the balance. So I said, if you ever do a group at night, let me know. And so she came up with this idea several years later, said, hey, let's do this group. I'd like you to be a part of it. And a small group of us that are in the group now have been in since the beginning,
wow,
about 4 or 5 of us.
I want to jump ahead to some music because we're going to hear a couple tracks, but this first one is called How Can I Cry? And we'll plug in later how it fits in the bigger picture. But let's listen to a little bit of the music by RSVP, and then we'll talk more about it.
So why is our freedom ruled by our birth?
So tell me about that song in the bigger context of how RSVP makes this work.
I know that song really well because I'm the soloist on the top of that. I did not pick this song. Somebody else did. But that particular song, we used in 2 different concerts, actually. It was very popular with audiences because it was very bluesy and moving. And that was written by a modern composer named Moira Smiley. And Moira Kelly, I think, is an actress. And she wrote it about oppression in general. That was kind of her theme for it. And it's a female-only song and wonderful to sing. But we used it in several different concerts because it fit the theme of the charity that we were supporting at the time.
How many singers are there? I know Kevin Doherty, another classical host here at the station, participated in one of the concerts. So what's the
Have about 19 to 20. It's an auditioned group. And then we have guest artists in pretty much every concert. And they are everything from instrumental musicians to we've had storytellers and various kinds of people with us. But always, Jennifer knows a lot of talented people, so we draft them.
The upcoming concert, for example, let's talk about that and the blend with Joshua's House.
Yeah, we found out about Joshua's House actually through one of the venues that we perform at. Somebody was involved in it, and it's a brand new place that they're building right now. A lot of people don't really think about the homeless and what happens to them when they pass away. And so it is going to be one of the, it'll be the first in the West Coast care facility for the terminally ill homeless. There's only a handful of them in the country. It's very rare. We're going to be the first one on the West Coast. It's being built now. It will be done, they estimate, by October or November. And one of the statistics we learned this past weekend is that 1 to 4 people pass away by the river or on the streets in Sacramento every week. So this is definitely a problem, and we're trying to solve that by building Joshua's House, which is going to be a place where a lot of the medical students from various hospitals will come and care for these folks. They'll have music, art therapy, kind of writing therapy, and it's going to be filled with like plants and really warm openings, you know, welcoming space and a very peaceful place. The founder of it spent a lot of time interviewing the homeless to find out what they would want in a facility like that. And her name is Dr. Marlene von Friedrichs Fitzwater. And she was a professor at UC Davis Medical Center and taught medical students. So that's how she got tied in. But it's a wonderful organization.
Joshua's House then will be a hospice for terminally ill homeless men and women. The concert's coming up that will benefit it. 100% of the proceeds go toward Joshua's House. You have a concert Wednesday at noon.
Yes.
And then another one at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, and then a Saturday night concert at Pleasant Grove Community Church in Roseville, and that's at 7:30.
Wednesday and Friday concerts are both at Westminster Presbyterian, which is down in downtown, and that's called the Music at Noon series we're singing on that.
I'm talking with Karen Percy. She is a singer with the group RSVP. Let's go to a little more music. This is another song, I think now that we've spent a little time with your voice, people might pick out your voice in this one as well. It's called City of Heaven. City Called Heaven by RSVP. Who was that soloist?
That is a wonderful countertenor in the Bay Area named Dorita Seth. And that entire concert that we did with that song featured him as our main guest artist.
How does this happen behind the scenes? How are you pitched? I know you gave the most recent example, but what typically happens? And then how is the music matched to the theme or the nonprofit?
Well, we have a lot of ways we get the charities. I'm the charity coordinator, so I actually research charities quite a bit. And, you know, honestly, a few years ago, I took the Big Day of Giving list and I just started sorting through it. And there's certain types of charities we select and certain types that we don't. But, you know, we don't select other music groups, for example. And we narrowed it down. We kind of go through that list. And then I start doing the research. We try to pick charities that are not like superly big support, a little bit smaller. And sometimes that's the case. And in general, Jennifer is the mastermind, actually, our artistic director, behind picking the music. And somehow, sometimes even the group doesn't really realize how all the songs are going to come together. And then we get towards the end of right before the concerts and we're like, now I get it. Now I get how all these songs fit together. And she just selects from various things. Sometimes if she doesn't have the right piece, she'll actually reach out to other composers, which she did in one of our concerts and said, hey, I'm doing a piece. And she did it on Twitter. I'm doing a piece that has to do with this. And she got all kinds of things. And it was a women's organization. So she got all these women composers. And, you know, sometimes it's solicited that way. So, but she also has we have a big warehouse of music and she obviously has a lot of background in music. So, but
what's the range of contributions that have been made from a concert or a series of concerts to a nonprofit?
The first one we ever did, which was our, you know, very brand new one, was $1,000. I remember really well. And it was for a breakfast program before elementary schools served breakfast. Mm. This was back then, and we helped a group that was serving kids breakfast when they walked by to school.
Back in 2000.
Yeah. And then I think the highest we ever raised was about $10,000. And then that one, we had a surprise person in the audience who had a grant, so they gave them another $10,000. Mm. So that wound up being a big surprise to that organization. But often it kind of ranges between about $5,000 and $10,000, I would say. Depends on the organization.
Do you have a moment or a memory from a concert or an experience with a song that you kind of come back to that says, this is why I'm a part of RSVP. This is what it does.
There's several charities. I have the opportunity with the treasurer to give the money to the charities after the concerts are over. And we've had several just absolutely burst into tears because they're running on a shoestring and, you know, a contribution of, say, you know, $6,000 or $7,000 to them is like an entire year's budget in some of these cases. So I think the best part of my role on the board is giving the money to the charities. They're so excited. But in the audience, yeah, I mean, I've looked out and seen tears running down people's faces. And we know we're really connecting with both the cause and the music. And I've had many moments like that in concerts. Mm-hmm.
For these upcoming concerts, do people need to get their tickets in advance? Can you show up at the door? How does it work?
We have no tickets. In fact, we do all of our concerts. They're essentially free. And then we collect donations for the charity. So if somebody can't afford to give, they can just come and enjoy the music. And then if they would like to, we have had little kids put coins in an envelope. And we've had, you know, checks and credit cards. So it really is a range, but it's open to all, and we hope to share this music with a lot of people.
Well, again, as I said, the artistic director, Jennifer Reason, is just down the hall working on the classical side. I want to make sure I disclose that. But RSVP continues to have a vision. What's the forward look for the group?
Well, we're going to keep, we already have our charities picked for the fall, and we have, you know, a lot coming, but I think Jennifer has a lot in her mind that she hasn't even shared with us. But we'll continue to support new charities. The other thing I didn't mention is we've never supported the same charity twice.
Wow.
So in all those seasons, we've done, I don't know, 37, 38 charities. We've never done a repeat. So we continue to find wonderful groups to support. And we hope to keep doing that.
That's Karen Percy with Reconciliation Singers, Voices of Peace, RSVP. We'll post a link with all that concert information and the group's website. But again, Wednesday at noon, 7:30 on Friday, and then Saturday night at Pleasant Grove Community Church in Roseville at 7:30. Karen, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Continued good work out there. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Bert Johnson, Kate Gonzalez, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer today, Antonio Munoz. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow, and thank you for joining us.